In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, yes. It may be cloudy and rainy today, but the Lord is our sun. He is the sun, S-O-N, and he brings light to us in the darkness. The darkness tried to overcome, but the light conquered. Jesus is the light of the world. He conquered your darkness and my darkness on the cross. And we enter into that through baptism and faith. We live our baptized life. Baptism is not something that just happened to me when I was 40 days old. I am living out my baptized life by the grace of the living God. Are you living out your baptized life by faith in the living God, by faith in Jesus? Oh yeah, it's all about faith in Jesus. It's all about faith working through love, producing works. We're not saved by our works, but by grace. And that is, God saved us on the cross, and we entered into that in baptism, and we're still living our baptized life today. What about you? Are you believing faith in baptism? Are you believing faith working through love? Are you believing? Or are you just, well, you know, I don't know the Bible. You listen to the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You need to know that Jesus Christ loves you, that he loved you so much that he died on that tree out of love for you and out of love for me. I'm looking at the Acts of the Apostles, Acts 7, verse 51. Stephen is speaking to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He says, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and in ears," they did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, "you are forever opposing the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors used to do. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute?" Oh, yes. The Jewish people persecuted the prophets, but you want to know what? We also, the church, persecute the prophets. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I tell you, one of the gifts of the being one belong to God is that you're persecuted. People say, "I don't want to be persecuted." Well, that's the gift that Jesus promises to those who follow him in love. We will be persecuted. Do you know that today? The apostles were persecuted and whipped, and they came back to the brood of people in Jerusalem, and they praised God for having been whipped for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They praised God because they suffered persecution. Oh yes, I pray for the persecuted Christians throughout the world. They are the ones who will even die today for their faith. They are the ones that we know God will take into heaven because they have given their life to God and have suffered for the name of Jesus. Your people kill those who foretold the coming of the righteous one. Who is the righteous one? The Lord Jesus Christ. And now you have become his betrayers and murderers. you are the ones that received the law as ordained by angels, and yet you have not kept the law. Oh yes, they were all into the law, but they had never kept the law. When they heard these things, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they became enraged, and they ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, Stephen said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against Stephen. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. This is Saul, who becomes Paul. He has his thumbs down. Throw rocks at this man. He is a blasphemer. Oh yes, Saul. While they were stoning, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. He forgave his persecutors. He forgave Saul. When he had said this, he died, and Saul approved of their killing Stephen. Oh, yes. But Saul's going to be converted. The fire of God is going to come upon him. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon him. Why? Because Stephen forgave Saul. Oh yes, Saul approved of their killing him. That day a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. Faith starts in Jerusalem, goes to Judea, to Samaria, and throughout the ends of the earth. Persecution starts in Jerusalem, it goes to Judea, it goes to Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging off both men and women. He committed them to prison. Oh yes, Saul is not yet changed. The power of God has not come upon him. He's all about the law. Why was Saul so adamant against the Christians? It's very simple. The scripture says, cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. The Christians were saying that he who died upon the tree was Messiah and Lord. Paul said, cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. Paul then says, after his conversion, he became a curse so that we, you and I, might become the righteousness of God in Christ, in Christ. Now those who were scattered went from place to place proclaiming the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. I thought Philip, one of the deacons, was supposed to be waiting on table. No, when that apostolic spirit came upon him, oh yes, he started to do miracles and wonders and preach the word of God. The crowds with one accord listened eagerly to Philip and to what Philip had to say. Hearing and seeing the signs that he did, for unclean spirits crying with loud shrieks came out of many who were possessed, and many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured. This is exactly what Jesus said. You shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. I tell you, Philip, one of the Greek people that was ordained deacon to feed the men and women, especially the women who were widows, Stephen and Philip, go and do miracles. They preach the gospel. My question is, who ends up waiting on table? I have no idea, but I do know that when the apostolic spirit came upon Stephen and Philip, things began to happen. So there was great joy in the city. Why? Because the lame were cured. Because demons came out of people. There were great joy in the city. What city? Of Jerusalem. Now a certain man named Simon had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he was someone great. Oh yes, Simon the magician. All of them, from the least to the greatest, listened to Simon eagerly, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." They were deceived, and they listened eagerly to him, because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. I tell you, if you're involved in magic, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. If you're involved in the fortune telling, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. If you're involved with card reading, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. You have to confess it and renounce what you have received. Oh yes, they were thrilled by the magic of Simon. But when they believed Philip, who was proclaiming the gospel about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed after being baptized. He stayed constantly with Philip and was amazed when he saw the signs and great miracles that took place. So now Simon becomes a believer. But listen to what's going to happen. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, that they came to believe in Jesus, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. Peter and John went down to Samaria to pray for them for the baptism of the Spirit. Oh yes, how important that baptism of the Spirit is. Stephen and John went down to Samaria to pray over the people that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Yes, at baptism. But what about as an adult? At confirmation, yes, but have you received the power of God, the release of your baptism, the release of your confirmation, the release of the Spirit? Have you believed? They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was given through the laying on of hands. I tell you, we need to pray for people to receive the Holy Spirit, to receive the Spirit of God, to do the things that Jesus did, to do the things that Peter and John did, to do the things that Philip and Stephen did. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to Simon, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain God's gift with money. The Lord gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, not through buying it, but through faith working through love. Oh, I have prayed for many people for the baptism of the Spirit. I have prayed for many people. One was Peter Kreft, a philosopher at Boston College. Oh, yes. I have prayed for Nina Lauzon, Bible teacher, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, I have. I did not baptize them in the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Only Jesus. You have no part and share in this, Simon, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of the wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and the chains of wickedness. Simon answered, pray for me to the Lord that nothing of what you have said may happen to me. Now, after Peter and John had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, proclaiming the gospel, the good news, to many villages and to many Samaritans. The good news that Jesus Christ died for us, that Jesus Christ was buried for us, that the Lord Jesus Christ was raised for us. They preach the good news. We need to preach the good news, the power of God through his death, burial, and resurrection. We need to preach the good news that something happened at baptism, but now we need faith, faith in order for the Spirit to come. Oh, yes. If you have been playing with Ouija boards, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. You cannot. You need to repent of that. That Ouija board's evil. I remember one person asked the Ouija board who was behind them. And guess what the Ouija board said? The devil. And they got scared stiff. There were people from a college that came to Sister Miriam and I who had been playing with the Ouija board. And they knew it was the devil and they were tormented with darkness. Sister Miriam and I was not even a seminarian. We prayed for them that they would be released. They were professors delving into the Ouija board. That night they were set free. Get up and go toward the south, Philip, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the wilderness road. So Philip got up, went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace Queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in his chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. This is amazing. Guess who's going to catch up with him? Philip. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Go over to this chariot and join it, the Lord said to Philip. So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. The Ethiopian eunuch asked, Philip asked, do you understand what you are reading? He replied, how can I unless someone guides me? It's still like that. How can I understand the Old Testament unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading was this, like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, like a lamb silent before its shearer. so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. Now I tell you, it's all about Jesus. And guess who Philip is going to preach? Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch. The eunuch asked Philip, about whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else? Then Philip began to speak, and starting with the scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. Hallelujah. We all need to be hearing the good news about Jesus. We need to be hearing the good news about Jesus, that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, that Jesus pours out his Holy Spirit on us. We need to hear the good news of salvation that occurred at baptism, but we're living out our baptism now, faith and baptism. As they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, here is water. What is to prevent me from becoming baptized? He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself in Azotus. How did he get there? He was snatched by the Holy Spirit. And Philip found himself at Azotus. And as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is something. Always they proclaim the gospel. Always they proclaim the power of God. Always. They have nothing else to proclaim. To proclaim Jesus. To proclaim his mighty power. To proclaim his love. To proclaim his forgiveness. Oh yes. The Lord did what he wanted to do to the Ethiopian eunuch. And the Ethiopian eunuch knew that he needed to be baptized. And he was baptized by Philip. Oh, yes. What about you? Are you living out your baptism? Are you living out your baptism? We all do it imperfectly. Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus, the Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords? Have you given your life to Jesus? Or have you just gone to church? Maybe you don't even go to church. You say, well, I'm a good man. You need to be saved by the blood of Jesus. You need to have the blood of Jesus come upon you to bring you into a new experience. The Catholics call it second conversion. The evangelicals call it born again. But I don't care what you call it, as long as it is done, as long as it happens, as long as God enters your heart through a surrender. Oh, I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Sing it with me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, baptize your people with the Holy Spirit as they surrender. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.